This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you guys all for joining us. So this was expected. The U.S. would make their own COVID strain. That's, we don't borrow from everybody. We might have done the whole borrowing thing, when we seceded from Great Britain and we decided to be our own country, and maybe we borrowed some things, but we kind of do our own thing, right? This is America, okay? We don't need your COVID virus. We could make our own, and we could make one even better. So apparently, we are being told that we have two new U.S. strains. I still think this is an underestimation. I'm not worried about it, and I'll tell you guys why. I think we could be calm. But there has been two mutant strains, U.S.-born COVID strains that have emerged in Ohio. In fact, one of them gets to be called the Columbus strain. Now, I don't know if the Columbus strain is going to get canceled. Everybody's been canceling Columbus, right? With everything that happened with, him coming to America. But the Columbus, Ohio strain is a new variant that apparently became the dominant strain since, I believe, the end of December to early January over the last few weeks. And Ohio State University researchers have kind of called the alarm, sounded the alarm, and now the CDC is investigating. Now, if you guys remember, last week, Deborah Birx, through the White House Task Force, and I thought she had left the White House Task Force, but this might have been like an earlier report, and said, look, there's a U.S. strain emerging. And everybody blew them off because it was the White House. If the White House says something, everyone's like, oh, it's associated with Trump. We can't believe it. So the CDC had come out saying, no, there's no evidence, right? But we had spoken on the show going, I wouldn't be surprised. At least now it's on the radar. Whether anybody wants to believe the White House task force or not, at least now it's on the radar that there could be a U.S. strain. So now when Ohio State University says, guys, yeah, we have two strains that I think are brand spanking new to the U.S., then everybody's listening. So that's how you got to get things done, I guess, right? It has to be non-White House related. Or if you want to get things done, like we're seeing in Congress all of a sudden, lickety-split, you have to relate it to impeaching Trump. Then things get done. But let's get back to the virus and the new two strains. So these new strains of COVID, one is very similar to the UK strain, the B1117, and the mutation, the N501Y mutation, very similar. But this is what I find really intriguing. The second Ohio State University found strain, which is called the Columbus strain, has three mutations. These three mutations still involve the spike protein. But rather than one mutation or a major mutation, they found three. Now, if this virus is going to be mutated all over the place, right, it's going to make it a little harder for us to use our monoclonal antibody treatments that we've been using to fight COVID early on. It's going to make it a little harder to use our convalescent plasma because, people who are donating plasma might have had the older COVID. And then, of course, we're a little concerned about how efficacious our vaccines are going to be. But we're being told that the vaccine should be fine, that the vaccine should be good, where the vaccines that are targeting, our current vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, are helping our body create the spike protein that is of the original COVID, so that our body recognizes it. They believe it's generalized enough to handle any subtle mutations. This new sucker having three mutations is intriguing. Now, we're being told it's not any more lethal than the previous COVID that scared the hell out of us. And still highly contagious, maybe even more contagious, but not supposed to be as lethal. It's just, can this be problematic? And, you know, people are asking, they're like, I don't get it. What are these mutations with spike proteins? How are these viruses not just mutating to where they just die? Well, a lot of things do. They'll evolve, and they'll just evolve and unfortunately put themselves at risk of extinction, which I think we humans are doing, but that's a different subject for a different day. In terms of COVID, however, I think of it like a key, all right, the spike protein thing. So the virus needs a spike protein to get into the cell. So it has the key, and then there has to be a keyhole, okay, right, like the gatekeeper and the keymaster, okay? If the key is rusty and kind of dull and a little disfigured, the key might get in, but then those key babies, the baby keys that that key later makes within the host cell, are going to probably also be a little bit of a pain in the butt. If you got a key in there that just kind of tweaked it, where it's sharp, and it gets to slide right in, and it learns to slide right in, those babies of that key are going to still pretty much be nice and sharp and shiny. I love, like, brand new keys. You guys ever get a brand new key, and then you see them blow off the key dust? You know, and it's nice and, like, shiny and sharp. I mean, now my keys are all old and ratty and dulled, you know, and not as crisp. But a brand new key is nice and crisp. So if the virus has figured out how to get itself into that keyhole nice and crisp, then its progeny, if it maintains those genes, will have that crispness. And that's what we think could be going on. You know, currently, now the CDC is like, oh, yeah, we're going to investigate it. I'm sure they investigated when the White House brought it up, but, you know, we knew this would happen. And the reason why I say I still think it's an underestimation is I wouldn't be surprised if we had another sort of, you know, U.S. strain being grown in California or in New York or, you know, I mean, right now the government is like, look, we need samples. So if somebody gets diagnosed with COVID, we need samples to see what strain this is. Well, what's happening? People with COVID are a lot of times calling telemedicine, going, yeah, I need a work note. I don't feel well, and, you know, it's not that bad, and I don't want to go to the urgent care because I'll get more sick, so just write me a work note because I have COVID. And I'm like, okay, well, we'd like you to get tested. Yeah, thank you, yeah. And they might never get tested. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, that we don't have more strains. But right now, we don't want anybody to panic. You know, the U.S. is a big country. We have more people than, you know, the U.K. So it's no wonder that we might have allowed a mutation to happen as we've been spreading COVID. All right? Taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got some good news today, and it's about time we get some good news because this has been a real, real crazy last 12 months. And we are being told that cancer rates have dropped. Cancer rates dropping. We're doing good. People immediately are looking at this headline going, you see, we needed to wear the mask. The mask stopped cancer. Well, everybody kind of hold the phone, all right? The numbers that have dropped are of 2018. Okay, we have no idea what the pandemic has done in terms of cancer rates. But what it does mean is we were doing something right prior to the pandemic. And if we could get that back, we could still be doing pretty good. Now, the way the media makes it look is that nothing else has happened except COVID. and, you know, maybe Trump and insurrections and things like that. You know, I mean, the media hasn't really covered a lot of the other medical news, even though we've heard Dan Bongino possibly had lymphoma, Jeff Bridges had lymphoma, the guy from Saved by the Bell. Dustin Diamond? We're being told that he might have cancer. He actually was just hospitalized in Florida. He's the one that played Screech on Saved by the Bell. From what we understand, he's getting a biopsy in a hospital in Florida. We don't know what's going on yet, and we'll let you know. Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy. Siegfried, from what we understand, is currently battling pancreatic cancer. We've been told that he is at his home here in Vegas, where I live. I live in Vegas. Possibly having home hospice after undergoing a 12-hour surgery for pancreatic cancer. So, as far as we're told, it sounds like cancer is pretty still common and still with us. But we do have some good news. So, cancer death rates in the United States hit a record 2.4% decrease in 2018, making it the second year in a row and contributing to a 31% drop in cancer diagnoses since 1990, according to the American Cancer Society. So what does that mean? That means since 1990, since I went to college, since I went to medical school, since I graduated medical school and I got to join the doctors and the way I was trained, we did something right. We started to help battle cancer. And our campaigns to help stop smoking, to get people off tobacco, have worked. Alright, lung cancer was a biggie. It still is a biggie. Still the number one cancer out there. And the way we've started to battle that is getting people off smoking. Now, realize that some of these 2018 numbers, and this is why I brought up me and some of my fellow graduates who graduated during the pre-Obamacare days, we were test runners. Alright, we were trained to not miss a cancer. We were trained to hunt for the cancer. Somebody has jaundice, and, you know, yellowing of the skin and eyes, but no real abdominal pain, we better look for pancreatic cancer. A woman has bloating, and, you know, she doesn't think it's because, you know, she ate a lot of beans, might be ovarian cancer. So we were told, and still, medical students are taught that, but we were told, you know, you miss a test, you get sued, and you lose your whole practice and your house and your kids' college education, like that. So you better not miss anything, because failure to diagnose is knocking doctors out. So, by the year 2000, doctors like myself, you know, somebody had a headache, horrible headache, said it was the worst headache of their lives, I would run a CAT scan on them. One had bilateral subdural hematomas. I've never diagnosed that in my life. But the guy had headaches. I wanted to make sure he was going to live. I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to miss a bleed. And I caught it. And so having a bunch of those stories where, you know, doctors are like, well, thank God I ran the test. We ran a lot of tests. Well, then what happened is it was costing too much. Insurance companies were like, we can't pay for all this. Right? Obamacare came, insurance companies shifted a lot of the spending on the consumer. So now the consumer had big deductibles. So when a doctor said, you know, we got to order an MRI. I don't know why your arms are going numb. No, because I'll have to pay out of pocket. So I am a little worried that some of these numbers might be temporarily high or temporarily stopping. So I should say the cancer rate drop percentages might be higher and optimistically high, but artificially high because, again, the way we did things is we tried to catch cancer early. You got your mammograms. You were getting baseline mammograms, right? A baseline at age 35. Then you would start getting mammograms at age 40 every 2 years, and then at age 50 you get it every year. And then we were starting to do ultrasounds with every mammogram. No, they've changed that. They don't want you to start doing screening mammograms till you're 50, unless, of course, there's a problem or you're at higher risk. So we've done things differently. We've changed the rules, right, over the last 10 years. So it wouldn't surprise me that some of these numbers, or now remember, these were cancer death rates that have dropped, which is fantastic. But in terms of numbers of people with cancer, we still have high numbers. So we're being told that the American Cancer Society projects 608,570 cancer deaths in 2021, nearly 1.9 million new diagnoses, or 5,200 new cases daily. So that's more than what we're seeing with COVID. But these estimates are not taking into account the COVID pandemic. So if somebody doesn't want to get a mammogram, I mean, I'm going to be due for my mammogram this spring. Am I going to go? Probably. You know, but, you know, what if I feel sick? What if, you know, I get the vaccine and I'm still waiting for the second shot, or the second shot gets delayed and I think I have COVID? Then if I think I have COVID, I'm not going to go and get my mammogram. You know, and then once you skip a mammogram appointment, it's really easy to skip the next one. You know, you're like, I got to pass. Mammograms aren't very fun. We've spoken about that. So a lot of people have kind of realized, wait a second, my doctor was on me for every 3 months coming in for a blood pressure check or a diabetes check, and my doctor was on me to do it. And now the doctor's like, you know what, with COVID, I can't see you. So people translate that into, I don't have to see my doctor. Well, you do have to still take care of your health. Just because there's COVID doesn't mean any of the guidelines or the recommendations, you know, all of a sudden go out the window. My guess is we are going to modify them. All of a sudden now we're doing medicine over the phone. We're not even examining patients, and we're treating patients over the phone. Many ailments we can, but are we, you know, doing pelvic exams? Are we doing skin cancer screens? You know, are we doing a lot of the things we did? You know, when I would examine you, or you would come in for your birth control, or you would come in for your blood pressure medicine, I would be looking at your back. I would be looking at your skin, seeing if I see any abnormal moles, going, you know what, you might want the dermatologist to handle that one. Or I would remove it. So, I think we have some great, great news with cancer rates dropping, and I think the most credit goes to us cutting back on smoking. However, looking around the world, and especially our country, seeing obesity go up, seeing people do a lot of takeout. Remember how good we were doing getting people off takeout and fast food? Now, I mean, oh my gosh, I have never seen, these places are lit. They are just popping because people don't want to be around other people, so they're going through the drive-thru. I had McDonald's last night. This was probably maybe the second time this year I've had, no, this is the first time this year I've had McDonald's. And I've been, and I like McDonald's, I mean, it's tasty, but I've been trying to avoid fast food. But again, we didn't want to go into a restaurant, we wanted to avoid others, so we went through the drive-thru. I thought we were trying to get away from, you know, processed foods. We're supposed to cook. Well, if you cook, you need groceries. And if you don't have a grocery delivery system, you need to then go and out and get groceries. So I predict we're going to have more hypertension because people are eating more salty takeout. I predict we're going to have more diabetes. I predict we're going to have more obesity, which we've seen because people have gained weight, unless those people that got the Peloton. And so I predict, therefore, we are going to have more maladies and, unfortunately, cancer-related diagnoses. So, you know, what do you do to prevent cancer? Well, keep a good weight. Try to avoid getting diabetes. Try to avoid too much sun without protecting your skin. Make sure you're doing your regular screens, you know, like your prostate exam, your pelvic exams, you know, your mammograms, your colonoscopies. We've spoken about those. And, you know, make sure you're still in contact with a medical provider. But for those of you that have been using telemedicine for the last year, and I'm grateful that you do, you know, realize that didn't really get you out of the regular screens that we usually would do in person. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, oh boy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and the Department of Justice said on Tuesday more than 170 people have been charged in connection with last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, Michael Sherwin, said this is not going to be solved overnight. This is going to be a long-term investigation. Vice President Mike Pence denied a request by a slim margin vote in the House Tuesday, requesting he invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to call for a formal impeachment days before Trump's term ends.
The president's actions demonstrate his absolute inability to discharge the most basic and fundamental powers and duties of his office. Therefore, the president must be removed from office immediately. And if you are associating yourself with that as the proper execution of the president's duties, you are associating yourself with sedition and treason.
USA Radio News. When the Food and Drug Administration gave emergency use powers to the various vaccines fighting COVID-19, there was no data on young children as they were not a part of the study. Now some school districts in America say school-aged children must be vaccinated before they can return to the classroom. Dr. Nicole Sapphire weighs in on Fox News.
The infection fatality rate for children for SARS-CoV-2 is far lower than that of measles and that of flu. And also, Pfizer and Moderna haven't actually tested their vaccine in children yet. Mm-hmm. Pfizer is currently looking at children aged 12 to 16. But Pfizer and Moderna both say that they're not going to have data on young children probably towards the end of 2022. So statements like this are far too premature and really is only going to invoke fear and panic. And we don't need that right now. We need to continue doing everything we can to get our children in school as safely as possible. In-person learning, as we know, is best for our children.
The Pfizer vaccine is for people 16 and older. Testing began in October in children as young as 12 and is expected to take several more months to qualify. USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Thanks for joining us again. Please bring your questions at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter or Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, or email at drdahlia.com. So a lot of parents are freaking out because of what happened in California, where I believe it was Governor Newsom or it was the California Health Department. I have to find out. I have to double check that. Had suggested if the kids want to go back to school, they're going to have to be vaccinated first. And I remember watching this on social media. People are like, ooh, yay, yep, vaccinate the kids. Yay, absolutely. Well, you know, all right, yay, kids are going to go back to school. It's about time. Hallelujah. Well, many parents are a little freaked out because they were told this whole time that the vaccine wasn't tested on kids. So one of my listeners is like, how do we vaccinate the kids for COVID when the clinical trials for Pfizer and Moderna didn't include 4-year-olds or 6-year-olds or 12-year-olds. One of them is approved for 16 on up. The other is only approved for 18 on up. I believe the Moderna is only for adults, and the Pfizer vaccine is only allowed for 16 years old on up. I need to double check which one is which. But I believe Moderna is adult only. Pfizer is 16 on up. I have to double check that. So if 7-year-olds weren't included in the study, parents of 7-year-olds are like, can we pass? See, that's the thing. This is why people are very, very frustrated with government, and why they're very, very frustrated with doctors and frustrated with public officials, because the population wants to think that we are putting little Johnny or little Susie and their health first. And especially when you're a parent, you know, I got Stone and Brock. And if I hear our governor or a public official make an announcement, I think it's because they are trying to put the best, trying to do everything possible to protect my little baby Stony Tushy and my little baby Brocky Boo. Right? But you start to come to realize that these policies have nothing to do with your little baby eggs. Alright? These policies have to do with other missions. Other goals, right? Other motives. And so we want kids to go back to school. The American Academy of Pediatrics has spoken out saying kids need to be around school. A lot of parents are like, my kids aren't learning jack diddly squat. I'm tired of seeing them in their underwear. They need to go back to school. Teachers are even saying, look, we can't teach them like this. They need to go back to school. But then if a public official says, all right, you know, we'll let the kids go back to school, but they all have to roll up their sleeves and they all have to get the shot. Did anybody kind of stop to think that some of the parents are going to be like, wait a second here. You just told us kids can't get the vaccines because it hasn't been approved in kids. And the FDA hasn't approved it and it hasn't been studied in kids. So, Johnny, roll that sleeve back down and you wait. Okay, remember, for anything to happen in America, right, there has to be some sort of a consensus. I mean, look at what we're going through now with half the country split on what happened with the election. All right, when, you know, America doesn't agree. And I'm not saying we all have to be clones and, you know, we all have to be, you know, yes, sir, or whatever. But, you know, when you have not everybody on board and everybody kind of scratching their head on, really, what happened? What? You're kidding me. Then it starts to hurt any public health effort. So public health officials need everybody on board. They need everybody on board with this vaccine. They need to know that we're all going to roll up our sleeves, get the vaccine, so that we're all immune to COVID. We could harbor some sort of herd immunity, such that those who can't get the vaccine, those who can't be exposed, I guess, to the, you know, Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine, or later AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson or Novio vaccine, those in the herd that are vaccinated or immune can then protect the ones on the inside. Well, it's going to be hard to do herd immunity without kids being vaccinated or kids having immunity. But you can't convince a state of parents, and I live in Nevada, so Nevada parallels a lot of what happens in California. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of other states are like, well, Governor Newsom is going to vaccinate all the kids before they go to school. We'll do it too. And you have parents going, excuse me. Right? Can we see safety data on kids? Now, my kids are 18 and 20. And they're still my little baby tushies. Oh, little cupcake tushies. Okay, they're still my little baby boys, but technically, they're in the age group. So when it's their time to get the vaccine, they'll get it. You know, I've already spoken to them about it. I mean, I told them, if you guys are worried, if you're scared, you don't have to. But they're like, no, we'll get it because, you know, we're tired of this. And, you know, we trust it. You know, and they trust me. And, you know, if I say, look, overall, I think it's safe. You know, it does scare me that, you know, they're evaluating a doctor death and I see some of the things online and all that. But for the most part, the average person is doing very well and, you know, so far so good. I don't know how immune they are, but I'm optimistic. So, yes, me and my family are going to get the vaccine. But if it hasn't been studied in kids, Are public officials ready to make these massive, these just gross statements? Now, also, public officials need to be careful not to get caught in a trap. Look, remember, there's traps. Democrats are getting trapped. Republicans are getting trapped. So public officials have to be careful. So when you have a reporter or somebody pushing, you're keeping the kids out of school, you're keeping the kids out of school, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And they defensively go, okay, fine, everybody gets to go to school when they're vaccinated. They just fell into a trap. Okay? You know, you don't want to make some sort of policy without having science behind it and without, you know, letting parents and you know, community members know that you're putting little Johnny first. So you start to lose people. Now, you know, California, they got bigger problems than, you know, what's happening with the schools. I mean, they got, you know, oxygen shortages and, you know, their hospitals are full. And we're hearing it's leveling off a little bit, but they have a lot of tests, I guess, with false. I guess they had to recall a whole bunch of tests because there were false negatives. So it's been one cluster after another. And I love California. I'm from California, you know, so I'm still a Californian. Right? You know, so not a Valley girl. I hate that term, but I was born there. I've lived there for some time. I really like California. I don't want to see the state fall. But you need to be very, very careful when you start making these gross statements, these just outward, okay, guys, then this is what we're doing. Because then you need to backpedal. And unfortunately, we saw this with the mask controversy. Guys, no, the masks don't work. Don't wear the masks. Okay, we need them for the healthcare officials, healthcare providers. I would have rather last February, March, the government be honest and say, look, guys, we like masks, but we don't have enough. So please don't all panic and buy masks. We need them for the healthcare providers. But problem is you see how people act with toilet paper. So in order to stop a shortage of masks, they told the public that masks weren't going to work. Then all of a sudden they did a change, and not only did they do the change, you go, not only, you know, do masks work, but now you're mandated to wear the mask. Now, scientists have a right to change their minds, but I think a lot of us are like, okay, wait a second, you're just playing this, you know, to kind of, you know, for your own motives or for your own agenda. And now we're all in masks. And I'm okay with the masks. I don't think masks are 100%. I really like the N95 respirators, but you know what? If our public officials want to wear the masks, I'm not going to fight it. All right, we're going to pick and choose our battles. I'd rather fight the closures that we're doing. But I want our kids back to school. So how do we get our kids back to school? Well, I don't think we should vaccinate kids with a vaccine that hasn't been tested in kids. All right, I think we need to immediately do tests and see the efficacy of kids. All right, if we think there's good safety data, then all right, we think it's safe, let's say, in 16-year-olds with the Pfizer vaccine, then maybe we'll do 15-year-olds next. Maybe we'll do 14-year-olds, because we don't want anybody being the guinea pig, you know? But we're going to talk more about how to get our kids back to school. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday we were told that if you want to come to the United States, you are going to have to present a negative COVID-19 test starting January 26th. And we knew this was coming. So all air passengers who are over 2 years old, including U.S. citizens, need to have proof of a negative COVID test within the 3 days before their flight into their country. According to the U.S. CDC, sent a statement, the CDC also recommended a follow-up test 3 to 5 days later and a 7-day post-travel quarantine for passengers entering the U.S. Now, for some of you, you're thinking, okay, well, I don't go out of the country, so that's all fine and dandy. I don't know if this, So I don't really have any trips planned. I had wanted to, well, actually we do. We're supposed to do a fishing boating trip in the British Virgin Islands. I'm not very good with where my husband's wanting us to go. It actually wasn't very expensive. When all the travel dropped, my husband's like, we could rent a boat. You know, it's a lot cheaper than hotels. And then take the boat from island to island. And then we could, you know, snorkel, scuba dive, fish. And then we come back through New York. Now, so if we go, I don't know, I'm not really good with taking time off, you know, so part of me is thinking, you know what, I really need to work. I haven't been able to take a day off in a year and a half, you know, so to take 9 days off, that's going to be kind of tricky, but I don't know. So I'm still hemming and hawing, but what that would mean is I would have to make sure that I found a place on one of those islands to get tested. And if I couldn't get tested, or there was a line, or they were out of tests, I would be out of luck and I couldn't get back to my own country. That's a problem. When I need to get home and I need to work, I need to work. And I already kind of told my husband, I go, I don't know if I'm 100% with going in May, because there's just too much going on. I don't think I could be away that long. And I can't take any risk of not being able to come back to work. And then on top of that, to have a quarantine. All right, you know, a lot of us when we travel, I told you guys this, you know, come Christmas time. You know, luckily the rules didn't change during Christmas time or Christmas break, but if you couldn't go back to work the day you got back, I don't know about you all, but for me, I, you know, when I vacation, I try to come back a day early so I could decompress. A lot of us need to decompress after, you know, dealing with, I don't know, the family and the kids and the travel and the jet lag. So, you know, I don't like to come back into town right before work, but many times I've had to because I don't take a day off. So, you know, I would even see patients on Saturdays and on Sunday do paperwork. So if I'm coming back on a Sunday and I'm going to come into work on Monday, I need to work. Also, I need to pay for the trip we just took. So if you have to go into a quarantine, a 7-day post-travel quarantine, not good. So for those of you who, you know, got, you know, great discounts on trips and all that, keep in mind your boss might not be able to let you come back. And also keep in mind you might not be able to get a test. So I forget the news outlet in Hawaii. They interviewed me a few months back because in Hawaii, they said you couldn't come back to the mainland, couldn't come back, you know, citizens of Hawaii, if you didn't get a COVID test. Well, the problem is COVID tests were in short supply. So then where do you stay? Who pays for it? So people coming to Vegas, if they were in Vegas, yeah, they get to stay in Vegas longer, but now what do? Who pays for your hotel? You have to pay for your hotel. You have to wait to get a test. Now, luckily, you could still get tests in Vegas, but I'm licensed in multiple states, and I'm seeing in multiple states, people are like, nope, they closed up that testing facility. Nope, I can't get tested. They're telling me to just stay home. So what will this do? Should we show proof that somebody is negative for COVID? Well, you know, doesn't hurt. I like the saying, well, you know, if it doesn't hurt, yeah, why not? But, you know, we do need to kind of think this one through. Personally, from a epidemiologic standpoint, a public health standpoint, if you stop people flying into the United States with COVID, you are going to slow the influx of COVID and mutant strains. They are 1,000% correct with that. And I think a lot of public health officials and doctors will agree and say, yep, I agree. We are going to, you know, prevent hopefully the South African strain, which we don't know if the vaccines are going to work. We'll stop this highly contagious UK strain more from coming over. If a new strain in Japan has been identified, which has already been suggested, we could hopefully stop that. And then all we have to do is deal with these two new U.S. strains that we're dealing with. All right, great. But the problem is I'm not seeing a lot of accuracy with these tests. Now, I'm very challenged in terms of what access I have to, you know, these COVID tests because my patients, the majority of them are telemedicine. So when I say you need to go get a test, I don't know how many of them do. When I asked the health department to reach out to them to set up a test, I don't know what happens after that. So I don't know how many people are actually getting tested, but what I am seeing are people calling in having, you know, spitting image symptoms of COVID. You know, the coughing, the, you know, the having had the body aches, the low-grade fever, not the big, nasty flu-type fever, but the low-grade fever, some runny nose, ear pain. We're starting to see ear pain, some weird rashes. You know, no, I was COVID negative. Now, they could also be lying. Remember, people don't want to miss work. So they tell their telemedicine doctor, I'm COVID negative. Well, I want to believe you. You know, maybe you did take a COVID test, but I'm still supposed to tell you to isolate. I mean, I can't do anything. I can't force it, and I don't want to, you know, force anybody, but I'm still supposed to make that recommendation. But, you know, there's people that are COVID negative. They finally take a test and they're COVID positive. Or you have family members where two are COVID negative and one is COVID positive, and they all had the same symptoms. Now, coronavirus is a huge family of viruses. It could just be that two other family members didn't get the COVID-19 virus. But I find it really, really hard to believe when you have multiple family members have identical symptoms and only one of them is positive for COVID. So our tests stink. So you're telling me that you are going to now force and spend money on forcing everybody to get negative COVID tests. You're going to trust COVID tests from other foreign countries. What sort of FDA approved process, what sort of regulation is being done on these tests? You know, these are things we need to kind of think about. Now, so again, this is starting from January 26th. It's going to be mandatory for air passengers who are over 2 years old. If you have a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old that does not like getting something shoved up their nose, too bad. According to CDC, the kids are going to have to get tested. And mind you, kids can carry the virus. But you need to have proof of negative COVID-19 tests. Now, I know many people are thinking, well, how do I get bootleg? No, do not be getting bootleg. Remember a couple people got arrested in a country because they had bootleg negative COVID testing, remember? So, yeah, I want to start doing, I know, you can already see people go, cha-ching, I'm going to make some money. No, don't, okay? We need you guys honest. But, you know, yeah, so you're coming back to the United States. Doesn't matter if you're a U.S. citizen. You won't be able to come home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We've
all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.